Trumptation. Trumptation. You want to know the definition of that? It is the moment when the GOP frontrunner, that would be Donald Trump, when he becomes the total focus of the political press based on an intentional provocation. Why is he good at that? Donald Trump, the author of Trumptation, a man who wishes to fill the air with intentional provocations to get everybody's attention. And now we have yet another brand new term for our political dictionary. And it was coined by Fox News' first columnist, Chris Steigerwalt. Trump is really good, really, really good at intentional provocation. There were no better provocations than the statements he made regarding his plans, should he be president, to bar Muslims from entering the country, at least on a temporary basis. Of course, Trump was soundly criticized by the other side and even by leaders and contenders in his own Republican Party. Trump was called a bigot and a big mouth, one who attacked freedom of religion. Yet a poll conducted by Bloomberg Politics, a good one and relatively unbiased, showed that 65%, that is two-thirds, of Republican voters backed the ban proposed by Trump. Do you? A Rasmussen report showed that 66% of Republican voters supported the idea. Again, do you? Not only did Trump not drop in the polls, but his support actually increased. A CBS New York Times poll, wow, those are two liberal giants at work, are they not? This poll showed Trump with 35% support within his own party for the Republican, the GOP nomination, with his nearest rival having less than 16%, a 19% point lead for Donald Trump, the man of Trumptation. I think it really is interesting that Americans in the majority greatly favor a temporary ban on Muslims coming to this country for any reason, unless they are properly vetted. Properly vetted. Activities monitored if necessary and removed from the country wherever visas require. What's wrong with that? In reality, there is nothing about religion in that regard, no crusade against Islam or Muslims, but rather a concern with regard to terrorism, making certain that those who enter our country are, in fact, not terrorists. I surely agree with that, don't you? What's wrong with that? Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont, went on record rejecting the Trumpster's proposal, stating that America should send a clear and direct message that America welcomes people from all countries and people of all faiths. Well, we do. We do. We do, Senator Leahy. Of course we do. But it is terrorists, good sir, and especially jihadist Islamists that we do not welcome to our country, no matter what. Don't you agree? The greatest current threat to world peace is radical Islamic terrorism. In recent weeks, months, and even years, radical Islamic terrorists have killed 14 Americans in San Bernardino, 130 people in Paris, 5 military personnel in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Did you forget about that one? 13 soldiers in Fort Hood, Texas, any number of foreign journalists and aid workers, 4 people in the Jewish Museum of Brussels in Belgium, and hundreds upon hundreds in Kenya, and any number of Iraqi and Syrian Christians, 4 Americans at our embassy in Benghazi, and 3 people maiming dozens at the Boston Marathon. And of course, the worst of all, the World Trade Center in 2001, where some 4,000 human beings were slaughtered. Well, with all of that on the record, I, for one, am for vetting and preventing anyone who is or may be a radical jihadist Islamic terrorist from entering this country, aren't you? What's wrong with that? I say, like Trump, perhaps, enough is enough. And that is why the call to ban from Donald Trump resonated. It's only temporary. It's only to do our due diligence, and if we're dealing with an innocent, proper person, bring him on. Kuram Bera, on the other hand, a truly moderate Muslim, has stated that mainstream American Muslims are crucial to leading a winning fight against the radicalism crippling the faith. Professor Mohammed Idris agrees and states that American Muslims must come out of the shadow of the blame game. In pursuing their American dream, the professor says, American Muslims took the naturalization oath of allegiance, entirely renouncing all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign state, and to support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. American Muslims, this right-thinking Muslim professor states, must keep this sacred oath. It is the duty of American Muslims whose children are born in this country to keep reminding their children of this oath and the value of being American. Well said, Professor. Well said. Professor Idris came to America 44 years ago from Pakistan. He was educated, well paid for work well done, and luxuriated in living in freedom and financial well-being. American Muslims must, he says, must obey the law of the land as Islam dictates. Islam dictates that. The pulpit of Islam must not be in the hands of chauvinistic and bigoted mullahs, the professor says. And perhaps that is another way of saying what Donald Trump said from a different perspective, don't you think? But for some reason, the radical attraction of ISIS grows. It's just incredible to me how that happens. So many, including and especially the young and our very own American young, are being radicalized, joining the ISIS cause, ready to kill and be killed for fanatic jihadist Islam. Why? Such were the two shooters in San Bernardino. They were ready to kill and kill big and to die in the process if necessary. They were able to purchase an arsenal of weapons, assault weapons, including AR-15 semi-automatic rifles, semi-automatic handguns, and even pipe bomb materials. And of course, ammunition at affordable prices and legally so. Wow, kind of amazing, isn't it? Small wonder there is hue and cry from many quarters for the banning of the sale of assault weapons, no matter the Second Amendment. What do you think about that? 14 slaughtered San Bernardino Americans and 30 wounded would surely agree with that, don't you think? Do you? Donald Trump is right about one thing. Our visa waiver program allows as many as 20 million citizens from 38 countries to travel to the United States for up to 90 days without the extra layers of security attached to their procuring a visa at a United States consulate. No vetting. No vetting. You come for 90 days without being checked out. Surely a program that lets that many people visit the United States without a visa needs far better security measures, don't you think? A real tightening of the vetting process. The visa waiver program allows Middle Eastern refugees arriving in Europe so often to assume new identities. Press reports suggest that ISIS can produce forged documents such as Syrian passports and driver's license, no problem. And such a person with those documents under the visa waiver program can come to America for 90 days without any meaningful background check. You gotta be kidding me. That is simply wrong. And Trump is right. Ban all from entering the United States until they are fully and carefully vetted. Every other country does it. Why don't we? The San Bernardino terrorist attack underscores the fact that the United States government, the Department of Defense and National Security, and the wider U.S. society have failed to effectively address and counter the threat of ordinary American Muslims being radicalized, as those two San Bernardino murderers were. The Obama administration and its do-nothing president have essentially conceded that the federal program of counter-radicalization faces, quote, major challenges, end of quote. Well, what an understatement, if anything. That despite millions of dollars spent in recent years for the program. James Comey, FBI director, states the following. We keep urging people to tell us when they see something because that is often our only way to get visibility to someone who is changing. Radicalizing? So the FBI says, if you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. That's good advice. In short, we the FBI really don't know. We can't know, and we are helpless unless you help us. And that makes sense on the one hand, for we the people should step up, and without fear of profiling or retribution, and report any suspicious activities of any kind to local government and the FBI or the CIA or any other organization which would investigate and do something. An active, alert citizenry is absolutely critical to the protection of all Americans. Nonetheless, our government and this president must do more, much more. Like for now, adopting the Trump suggestion of temporarily banning the entrance of all Muslims or anyone with the slightest degree of suspicion, not just Muslims, from the Middle East until they are properly vetted. What's wrong with that? Perhaps that means the end of the 90-day waiver of visa policy, which is unbelievably dangerous on its face. Do away with that. Such a policy has no prejudice against Muslims. The ban, if implemented, would be directed toward radical jihadist Islam and organizations like ISIS and Hezbollah and Hamas and others. America needs new standards for security for the protection of all we the people, all of us citizens. The butchers, the killers, Farouk and his Pakistani-born wife Malik, were both at or about 27 years old when they went on their killing spree. To kill in the name of Allah seems to be even more attractive to the young. Why? Why? These young killers collected weapons, even practiced shooting those weapons at rifle ranges, and prepared well in advance for the slaughter. Surely someone knew or should have known and should have reported something. No wonder the FBI says to all citizens, if you see something, say something. If someone in San Bernardino had said something, maybe 13 innocent people would still be alive today and 30 not injured. You know, that really sounds good, but far too many Americans do in fact see something and don't say anything, hiding and refusing to be involved. Gun shops, rifle ranges, neighbors in the community, and perhaps even family, any or all could have reported suspicious activity and maybe, just maybe, this horrendous and vicious killing could have been prevented. Frankly, like Trump, all things politically correct and profiling are dead wrong, for there are far too many dead as a result of this wrong-thinking policy. We need to profile in order to protect. We need that. And there is another anti-terrorist movement at work, and that is the attempt of civilized nations to defund. I like this one. Defund. To defund the economies and commerce of terrorist groups. Of ISIS, of Hezbollah, of Hamas, of Boko Haram. You know, all these organizations need money. They have to have money. Those groups have to buy weapons and supplies, even staples like food. The United States and many European counterparts are now mobilizing to attack international financial networks of these terrorist groups. And boy, that's a good thing. There are many individuals, even organizations, which serve as money launderers. Ah, they're the worst. Money launderers, circulating illegal monies in mainstream economies available for usage by these terrorist groups. They're no better than the terrorists. Much of that money comes from drug dealing and other illegal economic activity engaged in by these groups. If those illegal monies can be controlled or taken away, confiscated from the radical organizations, that would strike a major blow at their functionality. What are we waiting for? Get those monies and take them. Those funds should be confiscated and perhaps even used as a resource for the funding of anti-terrorist activities. The exact opposite. No money, no guns. But an active citizenry, alert, aware, and aggressive, is still the most viable alternative, the most viable deterrent to terrorist activities. We, the people, have to take the risk of becoming involved and reporting. We have to take that risk. One of the most chilling stories to come out of the San Bernardino massacre was how neighbors of the terrorist couple, suspicious of the large number of packages being delivered to their house, and how the couple spent long hours in their closed garage, they made no effort to call the police. Unbelievable. Their excuse, they said later on, was that they didn't want to be accused of, you ready for this, racial profiling. Racial profiling. But now, those neighbors can be accused of a form of conspiracy to the murders. To the murders of the San Bernardino 14, because those neighbors knew of suspicious activity and never had the courage to report it. For if they had, the massacre might well have been prevented. Again, hear and heed the words of FBI Director James Comey. He said, if you see something, say something. Are you willing to do that? We need to step up, America. We need to step up and protect and defend. We need to be far more diligent, for the life of your neighbors and even your very own may be at stake. Terrorism can strike anyone, anywhere, and no one can be safe if even one is not. It's our job to step up and do more. But it certainly doesn't help anything when our very own president never stands tall, never addresses the problem directly, seems always to talk around the issues, especially radical Islam. Now comes the human cry again that Obama is in fact Muslim. Do you think Barack Hussein Obama is in fact a secret Muslim, at least at heart? And he wants to avoid the problem, so many people think. So Barack Hussein Obama talks about political angles and motivations like workplace violence, like Islamophobia, what a farce, and gun control, but never the savage strategies of brutal, killer, jihadist Muslims and the effect of radical Islam on America. Never talks about that. We need, said one pundit, a new president. And this one said, January 2017 cannot come soon enough, to which many people said amen. So many Americans fully agree. There are thankfully right-thinking Muslims who decry the violence, all radicalization, and the hijacking of Islam by terrorists. One such is Dr. Michael Nikki. This good doctor heard the sound of gunfire in San Bernardino, collected his medical supplies, jumped into his car, and raced to the scene of the slaughter in San Bernardino. But he did so, most interestingly, after he grabbed his own assault rifle and making certain he had plenty of ammunition. Asked why by CNN, Dr. Nikki said, I don't want to get hurt. I want to be able to defend myself. A good guy should be able to defend himself, said Nikki, and also help defend everybody else. Hence, he had his very own assault rifle in his own good hands. Doesn't that prove that it's not about the weapon, Barack Hussein Obama? It is all about the mind and the heart of the user of that weapon. By the way, Dr. Nikki is a full-bore American who loves and respects this country, all the while he comes from Iran. Nikki comes from Iran. Hear his words. I am here because I came for democracy. From Iran. Amen. And thank you for standing up, Iranian Dr. Nikki. We need so many more Iranians like you. And one final statement from the good Dr. Nikki. He says it is incumbent upon all Americans to show ISIS what we are made of. Ain't that beautiful? Show ISIS what we are made of. Wow. ISIS, or Islamic State, or ISIL, continues its expansion. It now is expanding its operations inside Libya. ISIS is becoming more aggressive in Afghanistan and Southeast Asia, exporting its brand of terrorism from its bases in Syria and Iraq. An alarming indicator of increased Islamic State activities are reports from Libya indicating that ISIS terrorists are training to fly commercial airliners. Oh, my soul. The terror strategy would be the planning of high-profile suicide attacks using hijacked airliners. Sounds like 9/11 14 years ago, does it not? The terrorists are using and learning flight simulators indicating it plans attacks in Europe and elsewhere, perhaps even America. There seems no end to the terror tactics of this vicious, barbaric group. But again, my fellow Americans, terrorism can happen anywhere, and it will, sooner or later, everywhere. Terrorism will use the lone wolf strategies, one or two barbaric attackers at a time, killing so very many, as in San Bernardino, as in Paris. Terrorists will attack what they call soft targets, easy targets, unprepared and unaware targets, like a San Bernardino Christmas party, perhaps a hospital, or an orphanage, or a school. Even the threat of such action has happened in Los Angeles, where schools were closed for a day as a result of a threat. Even that can do damage. That can strike fear and accomplish yet another terroristic objective. Our nation moves more and more toward more secure protection. Better and incredibly expensive security everywhere, almost to the point where we will become an armed police state, wary of potential terrorism, fearful, living on the edge. The psychological warfare of terrorism may be just as or even more effective than actual terrorism itself. So it is indeed necessary, my fellow Americans, to stay alert. If you see something, say something. If you see anything suspicious, anything at all, become involved. You must do that. You must report such an activity and never, ever be intimidated by the threat of racial profiling. Never. Donald Trump is right. At least about that one thing. It is time for all Americans to be involved in the vetting process. We must vet and protect our neighborhoods, our families, our friends. You and I are America's greatest protection against ISIS, against terrorism of all kinds, and terrorists. Please step up, my fellow Americans. Step up and join the fight before the fight comes to you. ISIS fighters are ready to die in their cause. Don't let them kill you in the process, or anyone you love. Unfortunately, you are, I am, we are in this fight of terrorism, like it or not, and we are so for the rest of our lives. So, therefore, do something. And if you see something, say something.